This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words at the right moment change everything. How leaders can use the strong method to build synergy through every conversation. 6 steps that turn everyday conversations into team-building moments. In short, this article covers one core framework, the strong method, alongside 4 complementary leadership communication methods that help you build team synergy through every conversation you lead.
The strong method is a 6-step pre-conversation ritual that aligns intent, evidence, and commitment.
The lead method, a 4-step structure for conducting leadership conversations that hold the team together. The courage method, a 7-step framework for high-stakes decisions that affect collective team momentum.
Definition.
The strong method team synergy framework is a 6-step pre-conversation ritual for leaders.
Set your intention, take a breath, respect all perspectives, offer specific examples, navigate to solutions, and gain commitment to action.
It gives every conversation a clear structure that builds collective trust and shared direction.
A manager I know once sat down with a struggling team member fully intending to help.
He had good instincts.
He cared about the person sitting across from him, but he had no structure, no clear intention, and no plan for where the conversation needed to land.
He started with feedback, slipped into frustration, and ended with vague encouragement that left them both more confused than when they started. The team member walked away feeling criticized. The manager walked away feeling like he had failed.
Good intentions are not enough.
Under pressure, without a structure to fall back on, even experienced leaders default to the habits that feel safest in the moment, hedging, over-explaining, or avoiding the real point entirely.
That is when conversations break team synergy rather than build it.
And Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the strong method as a pre-conversation ritual designed specifically for this problem.
As outlined in Chapter 6, it is a 6-step framework that gives leaders a reliable structure before any conversation that matters for team cohesion and collective performance.
In this article, you will learn 5 frameworks that give you a reliable team synergy method for any leadership situation you face.
If you want to explore how these methods connect to feedback, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is worth reading alongside this one.
Why structure matters more than you think.
Most leaders believe good communication comes from experience or personality.
It does not.
It comes from having a clear structure to reach for when the pressure strips everything else away.
When a conversation threatens team alignment, your brain defaults to self-protection,
not clear thinking.
Structure is what keeps you on track.
Here are the specific moments where a framework makes all the difference for team synergy. When you need to deliver difficult feedback without fracturing the trust you have spent months building, a framework keeps your intent clear and your words specific.
When 2 team members are in conflict and you are mediating, a structure prevents you from being pulled toward one side or losing the thread of a solution.
When you are delegating a high-stakes project and need the team member to feel trusted, not just instructed, a framework helps you hand over authority with clarity.
When a change in strategy affects the whole team and uncertainty is high, a structured conversation prevents the silence that breeds fear and fractures cohesion.
When a strong performer is disengaging quietly, a framework gives you the discipline to name what you see, ask what is happening, and commit to a path forward together.
The frameworks in this article give you that structure.
Use them until they become instinct.
Framework 1, the strong method.
The strong method is a 6-step pre-conversation ritual for leaders.
It is designed to prepare you fully before any conversation that affects team trust alignment or collective momentum.
What it is designed for?
High-stakes leadership conversations, where the outcome directly shapes team synergy, including feedback, conflict resolution, change communication, and performance discussions.
How it works?
Number 1. Take your intention. Before the conversation begins, write down in one sentence what you want this conversation to achieve for the team.
This is not about what you want to say, it is about what you want the relationship and the team to look like when you are done.
Example.
My intention is to help Marco understand the impact of his communication style on the team and to agree on one change we can both commit to.
Number 2.
Take a breath.
This is a physical reset, not a metaphor.
I cover this in Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time because the body leads the mind into difficult conversations.
3 slow breaths before you walk in will reduce anticipatory anxiety and give you the composure that earns respect.
Example, pause outside the door, breathe, and remind yourself of your stated intention.
Number 3.
Respect all perspectives.
Before you speak, ask yourself what the other person might reasonably believe, feel, or fear about this situation.
This is not about agreeing with them, it is about entering the conversation with genuine curiosity rather than a verdict.
Example, what might Sarah believe is happening here that I have not fully considered?
Number 4.
Offer specific examples. Prepare at least 2 concrete, observable examples of the behavior or situation you are addressing.
Vague complaints destroy team synergy.
Specific behavioral evidence builds it.
Example.
On Tuesday at the client call, you interrupted the presentation twice before the client had finished their question.
Number 5. Navigate to solutions.
Plan how you will move the conversation from the problem to a shared path forward.
The goal is always collective progress, not individual blame.
Example.
What I want us to leave this conversation with is one clear agreement about how we handle client calls going forward.
Number 6.
Gain commitment to action.
End with a specific agreed next step that both of you can be held accountable to.
Shared accountability is the foundation of team synergy.
Example.
Can we agree that you will arrive 5 minutes early to every client call this month, and we will check in on this in 2 weeks?
When to use it?
Use this before any conversation where the outcome affects team trust or collective performance. It works best when you have at least 5 minutes to prepare. When not to use it,
do not apply it to brief, logistical check-ins or low-stakes exchanges.
It is a preparation tool for conversations that carry real weight, not a script for every interaction.
A quick example in practice.
Before a performance conversation with a team member who has been missing deadlines, you write,
"My intention is to understand what is getting in the way and agree on a support plan."
You take a breath.
You consider that she may be overwhelmed, not disengaged.
You prepare 2 specific examples, the missed report on the 14th and the late handover on the 21st.
You plan to ask what obstacles she is facing.
You end with,
"Can we agree on 3 deadlines this month and check in weekly?"
That is the Strom method at work.
Eamon's take.
This method has saved more leadership relationships than any piece of advice I have ever given.
The preparation is not the soft part, it is the hardest and most important part.
Framework 2.
The lead method.
The lead method is a 4-step structure for conducting leadership conversations. Where the strong method prepares you before the conversation, lead guides you through it.
What it is designed for. One-on-one and small group leadership conversations where team alignment, trust, or direction needs to be established or restored.
How it works.
Number 1.
Listen first.
Before you say anything of substance, listen fully.
This means asking an open question and staying quiet long enough to hear a real answer.
Team synergy starts with people feeling genuinely heard.
Example.
Before I share my thoughts, I want to hear yours.
What has your experience of this project been like?
Number 2.
Empathize. Acknowledge what you have heard before responding to it.
This is not agreement, it is recognition.
Without it, your words land on closed ears.
Example. I can hear that this has been more demanding than you expected, and I appreciate you telling me that.
Number 3.
Articulate your vision.
Say clearly what you believe is needed for the team to move forward together.
Be direct.
Clarity over comfort is the mark of a leader who earns respect.
Example.
Here is what I need from this team over the next quarter, and here is why it matters for all of us.
Number 4.
Define the next steps.
Close with specific actions, owners, and timelines.
Vague conclusions fracture team cohesion.
Clear commitments build it.
Example.
By Friday, I need you to send me a revised project plan with the 3 milestones we discussed.
When to use it?
Use lead for any leadership conversation where you need to both connect and direct.
It is especially powerful when morale is low or when a team member needs both support and clarity.
When not to use it?
It is less effective in large group settings where individual listening is not possible, or in crisis moments where speed is more important than process.
A quick example in practice. A team member comes to you frustrated after a difficult client interaction.
You listen without interrupting. You say, "That sounds genuinely hard, and I understand why you are frustrated."
You then say, "Here is what I believe we need to do as a team to prevent this happening again."
You close with a specific plan.
The team member leaves feeling supported and clear.
Eamon's take. I have watched leaders skip the listen first step 1,000 times.
Every time they wonder why the conversation did not land.
The first step is the whole method.
Framework 3.
The courage method.
The courage method is a 7-step framework for making high-stakes decisions with confidence. It is the framework I turn to in Chapter 10 of Say It Right every time when a leader's decision will reshape the team's direction or collective trust.
What it is designed for. Leadership decisions that carry significant consequences for team synergy restructuring, difficult personnel choices, strategy changes, or resource conflicts.
How it works.
Number 1.
Collect information.
Before deciding, gather what you actually know.
Decisions made without full information fracture team trust when the gaps appear later.
Example.
What do I know for certain, and what am I assuming?
Number 2.
Outline the options.
Write down at least 3 possible paths, including ones you are initially reluctant to consider.
Example.
Option 1. Address the conflict directly.
Option 2. Restructure the team.
Option 3. Bring in a neutral mediator.
Number 3. Understand the impact.
For each option, consider how it will affect the team's collective performance and relationships.
Example.
If I restructure, who loses trust in me, and how do I address that?
Number 4.
Review your values. Check each option against what you have told your team you stand for.
Inconsistency between words and decisions is the fastest way to destroy team synergy.
Example.
Does this decision reflect the trust and transparency I have promised this team?
Number 5.
Act with conviction.
Make the decision and own it fully.
Half-hearted leadership is more damaging than an imperfect decision made clearly.
Example.
I have decided we are moving forward with option 2 and here is why.
Number 6.
Gauge the reaction.
After communicating the decision, create space for your team to respond.
Silence breeds fear. Dialogue builds cohesion.
Example.
I want to hear your concerns.
What questions do you have?
Number 7.
Explain your rationale.
Be transparent about your reasoning.
Teams that understand the why behind a decision maintain their collective commitment even when they disagree.
Example.
I made this call because our data shows we are losing clients at a rate that makes the current structure unsustainable.
When to use it. Use courage. When a decision is irreversible, affects more than one team member, or will change how the team operates together. When not to use it.
Day-to-day operational decisions do not need this level of process.
Reserve it for the moments that genuinely shape team direction.
A quick example in practice.
You need to inform the team that 2 positions are being cut.
You collect the facts, outline how you will present, and use consider its impact on remaining team members. Confirm it aligns with your commitment to transparency. Deliver the message with conviction. Invite questions and explain the business reasoning clearly.
The team is shaken.
But they trust you more, not less, because you led with honesty.
Eamon's take. Courage is not the absence of fear.
It is the willingness to act in spite of it.
This method gives that willingness a structure.
A quick note before we continue.
Most people leave the hardest conversations for last.
And regret the words they used when they finally had them.
The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments.
The ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you.
Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com.
Now back to the article.
Framework 4. The SBI method.
The SBI method is a 3-part feedback structure.
Situation, behavior, impact.
It is the clearest tool I know for delivering feedback that builds team synergy instead of breaking it.
What it is designed for.
Performance feedback conversations, where a specific behavior is affecting the team's collective output, relationships, or trust.
How it works.
Number 1.
Situation.
Name the specific context where the behavior occurred.
This removes ambiguity and keeps the conversation grounded in fact.
Example.
During the team meeting on Wednesday morning.
Number 2.
Behavior.
Describe exactly what the person did or said without interpretation or judgment.
Specific behavioral evidence is far more useful for team improvement than vague impressions.
Example.
You interrupted 3 colleagues before they had finished their point.
Number 3.
Impact. Explain the effect that behavior had on the team.
Connect it directly to collective performance or trust.
Example.
The result was that 2 team members stopped contributing for the rest of the meeting, and we left without the input we needed.
When to use it?
Use SBI whenever you're addressing a behavior that has a clear, observable effect on team synergy.
It works in both formal and informal feedback settings.
For more on applying this framework, how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides gives you a deeper guide.
When not to use it,
it is not the right tool for broad performance reviews covering multiple patterns over many months.
Use it for specific timely feedback close to the event.
A quick example in practice.
In yesterday's project handover, you sent the file 20 minutes after the agreed deadline.
The team could not begin their work until those files arrived, which cost us the morning window we needed. I need us to agree on what happens when a handover is at risk of running late.
Eamon's take.
Vague feedback is an act of cowardice dressed up as kindness.
SBI gives you the courage to be specific, and that specificity is what actually helps people grow together as a team.
Framework 5.
The confidence competence loop.
The confidence competence loop is a self-reinforcing cycle where practice builds competence, small wins build confidence, and that confidence drives further practice.
For leaders building team synergy, it explains why consistent structured communication compounds over time,
what it is designed for.
Understanding and accelerating the process by which leaders develop the communication habits that sustain team synergy over the long term.
How it works.
Number 1. Practice deliberately. Choose 1 framework from this article and apply it to a real conversation this week. The quality of the first attempt matters less than the fact that you made it.
Example.
Use the strong method before a feedback conversation you have been avoiding.
Number 2.
Build small wins.
Notice what worked. Did the conversation end with a clearer commitment? Did the team member seem more respected?
Small wins are the fuel for the loop.
Example,
the conversation ended with a specific agreement for the first time in months. Number 3, let confidence follow.
As I describe in Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time, confidence is not a prerequisite for action, it is the result of it.
The leader who communicates well consistently is the leader whose team trusts them.
Example,
your next difficult conversation feels less daunting because you have evidence you can handle it.
When to use it?
Apply this framework as an ongoing self-coaching model. Return to it whenever you feel your communication habits have gone stale or your team's collective energy has dropped.
When not to use it?
This is not a framework for a single conversation. It is a long-range model for sustained team synergy. Do not expect it to solve an immediate crisis.
A quick example in practice.
A new team leader avoids giving direct feedback for 6 months, watching team cohesion erode quietly.
She uses the SBI method for the first time in a one-on-one.
It is imperfect, but specific. The team member thanks her for being honest.
She uses SBI again the following week with more confidence.
By month 3, she is the leader her team most trusts with difficult conversations.
Eamon's take.
This loop is why the frameworks in this article are worth learning. Not because they are clever systems, but because using them builds the kind of leader that teams will follow through uncertainty.
How to choose the right framework for your team synergy situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for when the pressure is on is the other half.
Situation, best framework preparing for a high stakes feedback or conflict conversation. Strong method conducting a one-on-one, where you need to both connect and direct.
Lead method communicating a major decision that affects the whole team.
Courage method delivering specific behavioral feedback after an observed incident. SBI method rebuilding your communication habits after a period of drift. Confidence competence. Loop delegating a high stakes project while maintaining team trust. Lead method addressing a conflict that is fracturing collective performance.
Strong method plus lead method in some situations. More than one framework applies. A conflict conversation might call for the strong method as your preparation tool and lead as your conversation structure.
When that happens, use both in sequence rather than choosing between them.
They are complementary, not competing.
When in doubt, start with the simplest framework.
Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using these frameworks for team synergy.
Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you recite while thinking about something else.
Skipping the preparation step.
The strong method is a pre-conversation ritual, not an in-conversation prompt. Leaders who try to run through the steps while talking will lose both the framework and the thread of the conversation.
Using vague examples in the SBI method.
Saying you sometimes come across as dismissive is not a behavior, it is an impression.
The power of SBI for team synergy lies entirely in its specificity.
If you cannot name the situation and the behavior clearly, you are not ready for the conversation.
Listening to respond instead of to understand and lead.
The first step of lead is not a brief pause before you deliver your message.
It is genuine, patient listening.
Teams know the difference immediately.
For more on how leaders can model effective feedback behavior, the article explores exactly this distinction.
Skipping the gain commitment step. Conversations that end without a specific agreed action feel unresolved to team members.
That unresolved feeling erodes collective trust over time.
Conversation by conversation.
Treating frameworks as a one-time fix.
A single well-structured conversation will not repair months of unclear leadership.
The frameworks build team synergy through consistent, repeated use.
A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start applying these frameworks to your team today?
Do not try to master all of these at once.
That is how frameworks become shelf ornaments rather than working tools.
Number 1. Start with the strong method this week.
Identify one conversation you have been avoiding or one that has historically gone sideways.
Run through all 6 steps in writing before you walk in.
Notice what changes when you arrive prepared rather than reactive.
For more depth on this, how to use the strong method to prepare before a high-stakes feedback conversation is the companion piece worth reading next.
Number 2. Add lead to your next one-on-one.
In your next individual conversation with a team member, try following the 4 steps in sequence. You do not need to announce the framework. Just use it.
Notice whether the conversation ends with more clarity and connection than usual.
Number 3.
Use SBI the next time you observe a behavior that needs addressing.
Do not wait for the formal review cycle.
Address it within 24 to 48 hours using situation, behavior, impact.
Keep it brief, specific, and forward-looking.
Connecting feedback to team impact is also covered well in how to give constructive feedback without causing tension.
Number 4.
Review the confidence competence loop monthly.
At the end of each month, ask yourself where you made a small communication win.
Build on that. Let the loop do its work over time. Frameworks are tools.
The more you use them, the less you have to think about them.
Key takeaways.
Here is what to carry with you from this article. The strong method is your preparation foundation.
State your intention. Take a breath, respect all perspectives, offer specific examples, navigate to solutions, and gain commitment to action.
The lead method gives you a four-step structure for conducting conversations that build team cohesion.
Listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, define next steps.
The courage method is your framework for high-stakes decisions that affect collective team direction and trust.
The SBI method delivers feedback with a specificity that actually changes behavior and protects team relationships.
The confidence competence loop explains why consistent practice compounds into the kind of leadership trust that sustains team synergy long-term.
Under pressure, structure protects you from your worst habits. These frameworks are that structure.
For more on applying structure communication to team feedback, read how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan, peer-to-peer feedback, strengthening team bonds, and how to use the empathy bridge before delivering critical feedback.
For virtual teams, best practices for virtual meeting communication applies these principles directly to remote leadership.
And how to use the SBI method to give feedback that actually changes behavior goes deeper on the feedback framework covered here.
Building team synergy is not a gift some leaders are born with.
It is a practice, and every conversation is either a deposit into that practice or a withdrawal from it.
Frequently asked questions.
What is the strong method for team synergy?
The strong method is a six-step pre-conversation framework for leaders.
It covers state your intention, take a breath, respect all perspectives, offer specific examples, navigate to solutions, and gain commitment to action.
It builds team synergy by giving every conversation a clear, structured purpose.
How does the strong method improve team synergy in the workplace?
It improves team synergy by ensuring every leadership conversation has clear intent, specific evidence, and a committed next step.
When leaders use it consistently, team members feel heard, respected, and aligned.
Over time,
that consistency builds the collective trust that makes synergy possible.
When should a leader use the strong method with their team?
Use it before any high-stakes conversation, performance feedback, conflict resolution, delegation, or strategy changes.
It is especially valuable when tension already exists or when the outcome affects the whole team.
It is not necessary for brief check-ins or purely logistical exchanges.
What is the difference between the strong method and the lead method?
The strong method is a pre-conversation preparation ritual focused on building team synergy through structured intent and commitment.
The lead method is a four-step framework for structuring the conversation itself.
Listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, and define next steps.
Both serve leadership communication but at different moments.
Can the strong method be used for team synergy in virtual meetings?
Yes, the preparation steps work identically for virtual settings.
State your intention clearly at the start, respect that remote participants may feel less heard, and gain explicit commitment to action before the call ends.
For more on this, review best practices for virtual meeting communication.
How long does it take to learn the strong method?
Most leaders can apply the basic six steps after one or two deliberate practice runs.
Fluency, where the method becomes instinct rather than effort, typically takes 4 to 6 weeks of consistent use.
Start with low-stakes conversations before applying it to high-pressure situations.
Thank you for listening.
If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way.
115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them.
Visit imonblackthorne.com to get your copy.